It's a source of income the majority of us will use in retirement, but many of us will get it wrong. In fact, the Social Security Administration says that 85% of Americans 65 and older do get Social Security. So it's going to play a huge part in our retirement for all of us. Now, here's the deal, though. How confident can we be in Social Security for income in retirement?
Yeah, well, that's a tough one because they used to mail you those reports on Social Security, and then they went paperless.
Mm-hmm.
When you're 61, they're supposed to start mailing them back to you, but I think their process is more random than consistent. So it's always better to actually go online to ssa.gov, Social Security Administration.gov, and then you can create your own report. But the very first paragraph of that report talks about the trustees of Social Security say that the amount of money will last, and it changes from time to time. But right now, I think the last was in 2035, it's going to only be able to pay 80% of its bills. So that's like you calling up your mortgage company and say, hey, guys, I don't have as much money as I thought I'd have, so I'm just going to pay you 80% of my mortgage from here on out. You guys are good with that, right? Yeah, and then after they laugh and start the foreclosure proceedings. There's going to be some sort of issue, and there's lots of fixes on the table. There's been a lot of fixes that have been sitting around for a long time. But we're all about Washington doing nothing, making sure the other party doesn't get anything done. And so nothing's getting done.
Yeah.
And the sad and disgusting part is, this is something we could have fixed a decade or more ago, but nobody's stepping up to the plate to do it. And really right now, it looks like it's going to continue that way. My personal theory is when it's two Senate terms away, then that's when they might start thinking, oh, this might affect one of my elections. So maybe I should actually take action finally. But we will see. So most likely it's going to be something to tax more to the people who aren't there yet, they'd already raised the age from 65 to 66, going on to 67. Mm-hmm. So they never mess with 62. I don't know why not. That would have been way better to move that up alongside the 66 and 67s.
Good point.
And so there's a lot of things they'll probably change. Historically speaking, the government's never messed with people who are right about to get it, because those people would vote and vote often. And so it's going to be usually more the younger people who don't care as much, who think it's too far away. And that's the ones who are going to have more of an issue. So Social Security will always be there because it's paid for by how many people are working. And it's not paid for, it's not donations from the government or anything like that. It's actually all of us working and all of us paying into it. And the people that are retired right now are getting the money we're putting in. And as long as there's somebody working behind us, then the money will always be there. It's just, will it be enough? As two people live too long and need that Social Security for so much longer. So, there will be definitely some issues, but I don't think that should make a massive decision change in like your timing or, how you plan for it. But sometimes people do freak out and take the wrong action, I think, on it.
Right. But here's another thing. A United Income study found that only 4% of retirees are taking Social Security at the optimal time. 4%, Eric, that means 96% aren't taking it at the right time. That study says we're losing out on more than $100,000 per household during our retirement. So do you think retirees realize how much an impact this timing can have on their income in retirement?
Yeah, well, the ideal time is something that can be tough to determine. And there's a lot of misinformation or bad information out there about when you should start. Now, I know there's been a lot of studies that have shown, and the stats are pretty scary high, that how many people are still taking it at 62. And that's almost always the wrong case. Now, if you're very ill and you got a lot of health problems and stuff, I can see taking it at 62 may make sense. But for most people, in most situations, it doesn't make sense to take it that early. So definitely take it at least at full retirement age, or ideally if you can make it all the way up to 70. So, it's one of these things where it depends on how much other assets you have. It really depends on how does this fit in an overall income plan. I mean, that's kind of the biggest key. And then also figuring out if you're married, when should your spouse take it? When should you take it? There used to be a thing called file and suspend. That's pretty much all gone. So now when you turn on your Social Security, you have to take your Social Security. Now, sometimes you can take some other benefits and stuff. You can still take spousal for a little bit, and there's some other little tricks you can still do. So it's not totally dead, but not nearly as good as it was. So then the other part is, a lot of times people do these math numbers where they say, oh, if I wait, you know, if I take it 66 versus 70 and I wait this many years, okay, then it would have been, you know, if I make it to say 80, it was smarter to take it 70. Well, the big problem is that doesn't count how much in assets you had to take out from 66 to 70. So some of those studies that almost challenge, like, did they really do the math right? Because if somebody's still retired at 66 and waits to 70, and say they were going to get 25, you know, 2,000 a month, which would be 24,000 a year, or 96,000 over those 4 years. So they spent $100,000 basically between 66 and 70. In turn, just living, right? And just being able to take care of themselves. So they had to do something and spend down some assets to wait to 70 to get that income if they didn't wait to retire to 70. So there's a lot more to it than most people think. So, you know, really it's more about having an income plan and really looking at this, how this fits in. And, you know, that's one of the things that you want to really look at, is how does this incorporate with the rest of your overall plan. But if you'd like to get a quick, easy read, you know, just a 10 or 12 page report on Social Security with all the latest numbers, it's always updated. All you have to do is text the word security, not Social Security, but just the security word, to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word security, 800-454-1184, or you can request it online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Eric, let's talk about what married couples need to consider when they're making their decisions on Social Security.
So I have a concept I like to call the eternal check. And the eternal check is for married couples, and that's whomever had the higher of the two earnings records, that's the person who should start the latest. A lot of guys are dumb and they say, hey, I had the higher earnings, so I'm just going to start mine now since my check would be bigger and that's fine for me. Well, statistically speaking, you know, he's going to die before she does, and now she'll be stuck with a lower paycheck for the rest of her life. So really it's the opposite way. Whoever had the smaller check should start first. And the longer and longer, you know, potential that you could do in terms of having that bigger check go all the way up to 70, the better off you're going to be. Because when one person dies, you keep the larger of the two checks. The smaller one goes away. So you want that larger check to be a lot larger, if possible, because you're going to still lose money at retirement. I mean, at somebody's death, you know, some of that money will still go away. So, you know, you want that check to be ideally as big as possible. So, you know, one of the things that this all comes down to, and the only way you can really truly plan for when to figure out to take this, what makes sense for you, not some dumb, just online generalized, you know, questionnaire or Social Security calculator, is really to sit down with somebody and have them go through and create that income plan, that investment, tax plan, healthcare, and legacy plan. And that's what we do here at Heckman Financial, is we create that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we'll show you everything about where you're headed right now, tell you some issues you might have along the way, and then it's up to you if you want to fix them or not. But there's no cost, no obligation. So if that's something you'd like to take advantage of, all you have to do is set up a time to visit with us. And the easiest way to do that is text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. 1184, or you can go online to wealthcreatorradio.com and book directly right there. So wealthcreatorradio.com, wealthcreatorradio.com.
The average retiree will get less than $20,000 in Social Security benefits each year. If that's not enough to live on, do you know how you'll get the rest of your income? That's what we'll talk about next with Eric. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. We'll be right back with more.
Who will help you get there? You spent years working, taking care of your kids, saving money, and now you're nearing retirement, or maybe you're already retired. Now it's your turn. You get to decide where to go next. Will your retirement include travel? Do you have a guide to help you get there? The team at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services have helped hundreds of families create their retirement roadmap, Don't let financial limitations take you off course in retirement. Eric Heckman and his team want you to have the retirement you've worked so hard for. Come in and meet with the team at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services. They will help you create a retirement roadmap that's tailored to your lifestyle and long-term financial goals with their trademark Worry Less Wealth process. To schedule your meeting with Eric Heckman and his team, just text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Today on our show, we're talking about Social Security and Medicare. Before we get back to Social Security, though, it's time for our financial fail, Eric. So tell us what you have for us this week.
Well, this is somebody I met with quite some time ago now. He was from the Monterey area. And we just sat down and he was trying to figure out how to really get some more income coming in, get some more money going. And, just like I normally do when we have our Worry Less Wealth visits is, we sit down and just ask, okay, how'd you get here? Tell me about, what your concerns are and stuff. And obviously it was running out of money. But then he told me why he did what he did when he picked Social Security. He said he took his Social Security right at 62. He said he didn't really need it, but he kind of just wanted the money. He's one of these guys too that a lot of people for some reason with Social Security go, oh, I paid the money in, I want to get it as soon as I can just so that way I make sure I get it all back. And he told me also the reason why he started so early was, well, with 8% at the bank, why do you need much more money? He was in his mid-70s at the time when we were talking. And like I said, it was a little while back, but yeah, the interest rates changed and changed massively, not like a little bit, but, down to zeros and ones from eights. And so he made a decision based on a certain economic time frame that no longer exists, but he's now living with it. Not the good part, not the high interest part, but he's living with the low income part of Social Security for the rest of his lifetime just because he made a decision based on economic time frames at that specific moment, not as part of a whole plan, not as really of a strategy or anything. And that's probably the biggest problem. So again, when you're talking about Social Security, don't just jump into it. They used to have this thing where, for those golfers out there, that you could get a mulligan, you could get a do-over, and you could go back up to 5 years and pay back all your benefits and then restart over if you decided you wanted to do it a different way. Now, not many people did all the 5 years, but they may have gone back a little bit. Now it's 1 year. And I had somebody come up to me at a talk that we did on Social Security, and he's sitting there going, so can you tell me why Social Security gave me a check for $30,000? I'm like, oh, that got my attention. Mm-hmm. Okay, tell me. Yeah. what'd you do? He goes, well, my full retirement age is 66, but I decided I'll wait till 67 before I turn it on. And so then when I called up, this person on the phone said, hey, I could send you all this money right now. He's like, well, yeah, send it. For some reason, he stopped right there. Don't know why. So maybe it's like government's going to send you money. Government never sends you money.
Second. So
that almost sounds like a bad email,
right?
Just that alone, right? So then I was like, well, I think I know what happened. And what they basically did is the person was being nice, said, hey, I can give you all this money. They paid him back to his age 66. So he waited to 67 to get the money so he could get higher benefit. And then he got his check based on a 66-year-old and got the back pay. But now he's stuck at a lower payment.
Right.
And when did we find this out? 13 months after it was done. And you can only go back 1 year.
Right. So
those are the things that you have to watch out for. So, anytime you're applying for Social Security, be very careful about how it is. And often talk to the second person. not just the first person.
The second person, you mean with the Social Security administration?
A supervisor or something.
There you go.
If you have anything that's a little bit complicated, a little bit odd, or if anything sounds weird, has to get somebody else on the phone. Right. Just safer.
And the other thing you could do is give Eric a call, because that's what he does every single day. He's been doing this for 27 years, helping people make the best decision for their situation as to when to collect Social Security. So let me go ahead and give you Eric's website again. It's wealthcreatorradio.com, wealthcreatorradio.com, and his phone number. You may call him. You may call him, go in for a complimentary visit if you want to talk to him about your Social Security. It is 800-454-1184. Another thing that we are doing on our show is you can also text the word visit to go in for an appointment. Text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. They're saying that the average retiree is getting less than $20,000 in Social Security benefits each year. Wow, that seems like not very much, Eric, but I'm glad we're getting that Social Security, but that's not going to be enough to help us. So let's talk about what other income sources you look at with clients if Social Security is not going to be enough.
Yeah, well, Social Security was never intended. I mean, it was actually intended to be a stopgap type thing, a solution to make sure that, you know, somebody wouldn't be destitute and out on the streets and, in essence, on government aid. That was one of the main reasons the government wanted it, was because otherwise they'd have to pay for these people, right?
Right.
And so that was the main thing, is just kind of as a fail safe type of thing. There's a minimum amount of income. And then of course the other part was your pension, right? We all get pensions.
Ha ha.
No,
not
yeah,
so
no,
much.
Not anymore. So if you don't have that pension from work, well then, you know, when I first started in the business, you know, in the 90s there, I had this little picture of a stool I was supposed to show people. And the stool was the three-legged stool. And it was one leg was Social Security, one leg was your pension, the third was your own savings. Well, now the pension's turned into a 401k match. That's a little tiny thin leg, and the other two legs, you know, that's all kind of more up to you. And so it could be a very wobbly stool to sit on, and it may not be the ideal retirement unless you've done a lot on the savings on your own end. That's where you have to start going, okay, how am I going to guarantee more money? Because by far, one of the number one, you know, fear usually it's either a combination of, you know, how long will my money last, or will I outlive my money, which is really the same thing. And, you know, and where is that money going to come from? Those issues are things you can solve on your own. Now, Social Security will give you some little bit of a baseline, right? So we know there'll be something at least coming in the door every week. Then you have to add something on your own. And if you don't have that pension, that's where you need to start buying your own pension in essence. And so if you got an old IRA or just other monies saved up, yeah, you can take money and literally go to an insurance company and they'll sell you a pension for the rest of your lifetime. Now, some of them you don't want to do, like a lot of the immediate ones, those aren't so great unless you're in your 80s. These are ones where you just give away your money. You know, you have 100 grand, it turns into nothing the next day, and it's just an income stream. Well, nobody likes giving away all their money and not, you know, rolling the dice and seeing how long you're going to live, right?
Right.
So that's a little tough to do. So instead, what most people are doing is deferred type of accounts where they're going to grow for some period of time, and then they'll have some sort of feature where they'll turn on income for the rest of your life. Now, the ones that are the variable kind, these are the ones that are pushed by a lot of commission stockbrokers, anybody who has registered representative on their card. And those ones, the biggest problem with those is if they're having to guarantee your money to last the whole lifetime and they're having to guarantee your money against stock market risk, there's no way those guarantees can be the highest. I mean, just it's just obvious, pretty much, you know, anybody could figure that out. If you have the two guarantees, you know, two variables to solve for versus one, which one's a tougher one to solve? You know, the two variables, you got to guess. And so that's the problem with a lot of those types of accounts. So usually the better ones are the fixed index kind. And these are ones where you're going to be indexing maybe with some sort of stock or bond index. You're not going to earn huge money. You're going to earn, you know, probably 3-6% long-term on average. Some years will be big, some years will be zero, and, you know, all the way in between. But that's a way to actually guarantee you to have some money where it has this payout for the rest of your lifetime. And some of those have fees and there's some actually that don't. So it really depends on which one you're looking for. You want to do a lot of shopping, a lot of knowing all the little fine print and all the little fine details. So don't be allured by big bonuses or any other little things that sound so great, because a lot of times they're more marketing gimmicks than they are reality in terms of math. And so, yeah, that's something if you wanted us to help you ever, all you have to do is text the word tax, pretty easy one, T-A-X to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word tax, 800-454-1184, and we'll send you that report, or you can request it online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
For the average 65-year-old couple, there will be about $300,000 in healthcare expenses that Medicare will not cover. We'll talk about that next on Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial.
Have you done your homework yet? Yes, I'm talking to you. Have you done your homework yet? Just like mom always made you finish your schoolwork before playing, you have some homework to do before playing in retirement. This assignment is called Finding the Income Gap. Once you know that, Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services can help you with the rest. To start your assignment, just text the word income to 800-454-1184 to get your complimentary copy of Eric's Guide to Building the Income Bridge for your retirement. This Income Bridge Guide will show you the three simple steps you can take to create income in retirement. By the time you're done with it, you'll be able to easily calculate how much income you need for your retirement plans, so you can enjoy the financial independence you've worked so hard for. So to get this complimentary report, text income to 800-454-1184. Text the word income to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
We're so glad to have you here with us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. Today, we're talking about Social Security and Medicare, and I want to get to healthcare costs right now, Eric. How many people even take into consideration healthcare costs?
Yeah, that's one area that I think a lot of people are worried and concerned. I don't know if they've actually figured out the number or expressed it monetarily of, you know, what is that dollar figure I need to have? Because it is pretty freaky when you talk about 280K or, you know, some huge number like that. So that's one of the things to be really looking at when you're talking about, okay, how much money am I going to need in retirement and to have a really good fun time, right? I mean, it's not all about just hopefully sitting on the couch, hopefully you're doing stuff, having fun. And
yeah.
So, you know, one of the ways to do that is figure out, okay, how much is my take-home pay now and can I get close to replicating that? But the biggest problem, of course, with take-home pay using that number is, how do most people get their health insurance? Well, they get it through their company, and guess what? It's deducted before your take-home pay. And a lot of people don't necessarily know exactly how much their company is fully paying. And, you know, it could be easily $800 to $1,000 per person, you know, before 65, you know, before you hit that Medicare age. And on top of that, I've got a lot of clients that are hitting that Medicare age or getting in their 60s and trying to not work, but they still got a 20-something kid at home, or, you know, maybe not even at home, but still on their health insurance. And so now you're talking maybe $3,000 a month for health insurance. And, you know, if you're trying to retire and you figure out, oh, I only need, you know, $6,000 or $7,000 a month to live on, and you forgot to count the $2,000 or $3,000 of health insurance, that's a big oops. And that's going to really mess up the plan. And then even past 65, yeah, Medicare all in, you know, with a supplement and all the different parts, maybe anywhere from $200 to $400 a month per person again. And so it's not quite as bad. But then again, that doesn't cover a lot of the copays, doesn't cover a lot of the other stuff. And that's what, when that fidelity estimate part is talking about, is not just your premiums, but, you know, all the other things, like dental's not really covered when you're retired. Vision's not usually covered at all. You know, there's things like that that you're going to be paying for. I mean, I have one client that, unfortunately, she's passed away since, but she was telling me, she goes, these teeth better be on display at my funeral, because I spent $28,000 on these teeth and I want everybody to see them. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah. So yeah, that's one of those things where, you know, yeah, some of those costs can be pretty huge. I mean, you know, $28K is a pretty dang good vacation. So, you know, when you throw it all in your mouth, it's not quite as exciting. And so, you know, but that's one of the things to be thinking about. So, yeah, definitely if you're talking about doing some income planning and projections, I would say use at least $1,000 a month in healthcare costs and increasing with inflation from day you retire on out.
Right. So you just mentioned inflation. I've heard you say that healthcare inflation increases even faster than regular inflation itself. How would we even know how much of an impact inflation is going to have on our healthcare costs down the road?
Yeah, well, we really don't, but you can kind of see the signs. I mean, just looking at if you just call up a long-term care place or, a nursing home or assisted living, any of those types of places. And most, if you need full-on care, it's pretty close to always needing about $8,000 to $10,000 now, even sometimes higher. And so, if you ever need that type of care, it's going to take a ton of dollars, especially if you run that out 10 or 15 years from now. And so that's one issue. And then just normal healthcare costs, right? All the healthcare companies have been making huge profits. Well, how do they do that? They keep charging more, right? And so, that's something that's going to keep going up and up. And as, medical technology comes out and says, hey, we'll make you live longer. You just need to take this. Well, now you're on a, on a subscription basis for the rest of your lifetime, right? Where you're having to pay for all these drugs to keep you alive. And good part is you're alive and you're still healthy. Bad part is you're paying a fee for it, right? So, that's some of the stuff that you need to be really thinking about in terms of, how am I going to have this money down the road? How much money do I need to have? And it's not something to be freaked out totally about and give up, but it's something you do want to make sure that's included in your overall planning. And, so one of the things that we do when we sit down with somebody, we have this worry less wealth talk where we just visit with each other and say, hey, okay, tell us about how you got here. Tell us what do you see your future like? What's the goals for you and your family? I mean, what does money mean to you in non-financial terms? But what are you really trying to do? And then that's when we can kind of say, okay, let's lay this out in a plan. Let's see what your income plan looks like right now. So in other words, you're heading down the freeway, which way are you headed? And are there some road obstacles down there? Is your hood about to fly off, or whatever kind of issues you might have? We'll go over those in an income plan, an investment plan, that tax plan that's so critical with all those other components when you're talking about income and investments. The healthcare, obviously, looking at how are you going to pay for all the different types of healthcare, just the regular healthcare and the long-term care. And then lastly, legacy, who's going to get to your assets when you're gone. So, that's one of the things that we can sit down with you and review all this stuff, tell you what's going on, and then point out some issues that you might want to take care of. And then it's up to you if you want to hire us. But up until that point, there's no cost, no obligation. We'll show you what course you're on. And I don't know why somebody wouldn't want to take the time to really take care of themselves. There's a lot of other people you can take care of around the holidays, but really you got to sit down with yourself and make sure you're all okay. So if that's something you want to take advantage of, all you have to do is text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, this could be in person, or we could even do it on the phone or virtually on the computer. Text the word visit 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
How do you help your clients protect their savings from the high cost of long-term care?
Yeah, so long-term care insurance once upon a time was a great deal. Initially it was a great deal for the insurance companies. They collected premiums like crazy. Nobody ever had a claim.
Right.
And then it was just like a tidal wave. I mean, just boom. All these people started retiring or getting older. And then once all of a sudden they start having some issues, stuff that used to kill you now just slowed you down, but made you go on claim. And now it's just the exact opposite. I'm pretty sure when I started in the industry in the 90s, there was around 89 companies, I believe it was, that were selling long-term care. I'm thinking it's down to 3 or 4 now. I know it's definitely a handful only left.
Wow.
And that's a huge, massive drop. And anybody who's still left or anybody servicing those old policies, they're all losses. They're all just huge liabilities to them. And so what are they doing? They're applying for the massive, biggest rate increases they can year in, year out. And I literally had a client have 100% increase.
Ridiculous.
From a policy that she bought in the 90s. She's obviously a lot older now.
Uh-huh.
She's in her mid-70s, and now all of a sudden her premium's doubling. This was a couple of years after a 37% increase. So it's more than doubled since then. Now, luckily, she had the inflation benefit, which also more than doubled the benefit to her if she ever needs it. So, but again, that's, those letters are going to keep coming. They're not going to stop. And so it's one of these things where, okay, well, at one point, can you still afford it or not? And so, you know, there are some alternatives for long-term care now. There's some great life insurance alternatives where, you know, there's some specialty ones where you just dump money into one time into like a, almost like a CD style life insurance where you're not paying more premiums. You just dump the money in. It gives you so much death benefit, but it gives you way more money if you need long-term care. And so that one's nice because the insurance company can't screw around with it. They can't play with it. They can't change the benefits, and it still has an inflation increase. You know, and there's some other ones that are just tied to some normal life insurance policies. You got to be very careful with those, though. Some of them, people are out there promoting, companies like World Financial Group, all these other people saying, oh, the laser fund, which somebody, you know, misnames life insurance and calls it the laser fund. And so get some good advice, get some really knowledgeable person about what's the reality of when you're going to use these benefits and does it make sense for you? So there are options out there, but, you know, again, you have to make sure they're the right ones for you. So again, if that's something you'd like to get a little bit more information on and you want to sit down and talk to us, text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit 800-454-1184. Or you can book a phone call or in-person meeting at wealthcreatorradio.com. Again, it's wealthcreatorradio.com.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. We'll be right back.
Who will help you get there? You spent years working, taking care of your kids, saving money, and now you're nearing retirement, or maybe you're already retired. Now it's your turn. You get to decide where to go next. Will your retirement include travel? Do you have a guide to help you get there? The team at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services have helped hundreds of families create their retirement roadmap. Don't let financial limitations take you off course in retirement. Eric Heckman and his team want you to have the retirement you've worked so hard for. Come in and meet with the team at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services. They will help you create a retirement roadmap that's tailored to your lifestyle and long-term financial goals with their trademarked Worry Less Wealth process. To schedule your meeting with Eric Heckman and his team, just text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial, and I've got my monthly contributor here, Drew Frampton of O2 Mortgage. So today we were going to talk about, you know, what's the best way to sell your house and buy the new one, because it's really super stressful if you're trying to sell yours and then time the buying of the other one, but it's also very complicated not to. So
yeah, a lot of people,
because you don't have the money to buy the new one, so how do you do that?
Absolutely. Yeah, and we were talking a little bit before this, and we were saying how it's really stressful. There's a lot to consider. There's a lot of logistics to kind of plan out. Easiest and the hardest way to do it is the traditional way, where you sell your house and you buy your next house. Sometimes that's more difficult to do, right?
Right, yeah.
And some of the reasons why is maybe the home you want to buy, they're not willing to work with you, right, in one way or another, whether you're going to say, hey, I'd like to buy your house as long as I can sell my house.
Right, so you have a contingency that says, you know, I'll only do it if I can sell mine in time. And
right, and sometimes...
So you're not as good a buyer.
Right, and so that means that it's going to take you longer to close, and there's going to be the potential that your house doesn't sell for as much as you wanted it to or as quickly as you thought it would sell. And so that's going to leave these people who accepted your offer kind of hanging out there in the wind waiting for your house to get into contract. And the one thing I want to say is sellers, they're very concerned about accepting an offer and then that falling through.
Because
right. The next people that come by to buy the house, they're going to see that it fell through and they're going to say, first thing, what's wrong with it?
Right. Yeah, right. Why didn't those people close?
Right. And even if you say, well, they, you know, the buyers, they couldn't sell their house fast enough. You know, there's still a little kind of question mark there. They might do a little bit more due diligence. They might think a little bit harder before they make an offer on the house. So it's something that a seller wants to avoid if they can.
Yeah.
And if there's a lot of competition on that house and yours has that contingency and the rest don't, meaning yours, you're saying, hey, I'll buy your house as long as I sell mine, you may lose out.
Yeah, definitely.
Or you may have to overpay.
Right. Yep.
So you could say, hey, I'll pay you an extra 100 grand or 50 grand if you let me sell my house.
So the other way, if you try to, how do you buy the new house? Because you've already got one mortgage on your current house. Mm-hmm. Your money, your down payment is in your house.
Right.
So how do you do that without selling yours first?
Yeah. Well, let's be honest. We live in the Bay Area and it's hard to qualify for one house, let alone two.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's the other harder part too, which we didn't even cover is, yeah, how do you qualify for two mortgages?
Yeah. So if you can qualify for two, it's pretty simple. And you have the money sitting in the bank. Then you just do the traditional way. You buy this home. You put your money down from the stocks or the checking account or wherever this money is. And you move into your new home. And then you turn around, you sell, and you replenish, and you settle.
Yeah.
That would be really great. For most people, that's probably a stretch. So the other option would be to do two different things. One, the traditional thing is a bridge loan. And a bridge loan, all that means is it's temporary financing. It's going to kind of get you over this gap. Bridge loans traditionally are very expensive, and they come with a lot of costs, right? So high fees, high cost.
Yeah, not so good.
Yeah, and it's a short period of time. So, if you're talking about APR and whatnot, it's through the roof.
Okay.
It's usually very short period, somewhere between 2 weeks maybe even to maybe a year. Right. So you're kind of on a time crunch. The other option and something that we've been using here at O2 quite a bit to help people in this situation is a program that we have that excludes the house you currently live in, your departing home. And basically just says, look, just tell us, are you planning on selling it? Or are you planning to rent it? Right. And you don't have to do anything with it. You just tell us, yeah, this is my plan. Right. This is my intent. And then all of those debts are excluded.
Wow.
And we only take into consideration the new home, right? And we just assume.
And the new mortgage.
The new mortgage, yeah. But we don't include anything to do with the other house. So you're not qualifying for two homes, just one, which is still, a feat sometimes, but
yeah,
a lot easier.
A lot easier, yeah.
So that solves for the qualification piece, right? You can now qualify. Well, you still have, a lot of times, equity trapped in the home.
Yeah, right. How do you get that out?
You could do the bridge loan. Right. Again, we talked about that high cost, high interest rate. The other option is your traditional HELOC. We're already excluding the debts from
the home equity line. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now you pull a line of credit out on that home. Right. You take that line of credit and you use it to buy your next home. And then you turn around and you decide what you do with this home, whether it's to sell or convert it into a rental, what have you. You can then decide what to do. So that would be the steps that you would take.
Okay. Yeah, no, that sounds like a pretty easy one because, yeah, that gets rid of a lot of the headaches. And I had a neighbor who he actually emailed me because he was saying, hey, about this one house, and it was pretty close to mine. And, I told him some stuff, and then it turned out they fell through, but it had a big lot. His was already listed for sale and stuff. And then they ended up buying totally in the East Foothills. And I was like, what? They bought where? And I think it was just because they were sell. They had already listed their house and it was being sold. And so they were under time crunch to go live someplace. They got two small kids and.
Right. Didn't want to be homeless.
Yeah. And so that puts a lot of stress and strain if there's not as much inventory. And especially if you're looking for a large lot in the Bay Area, that doesn't come up quite as often. So
they've all been separated.
So I think they had to rush into where they were buying just for that aspect. And
right.
Yeah. So something like this where, hey, they could have maybe bought ahead of time and not been so pressed for, urgency because you don't want to be kicked out on the street because, you've committed to selling your place already.
Right. And sometimes that if you're buying a house that is just a cookie cutter house, that's great. But if you have special requirements, like we need a 10,000 or larger square foot lot, or we're looking for this, two block radius. Okay. Right. Well, there might be one house that fits the bill once a year. Right. So how do you time that? You could do the sale contingency, but if it's just that one house that you're looking for, may not work for you. And this is where this option might come in. And that's absolutely right. I mean, you're then able to make the offer. It's non-contingent, meaning you're not saying I'm going to buy it only if I can sell my house. So you can be more competitive that way. And the other nice thing is then you can slowly move into your new home. So if you
Yeah. So you don't have to rush in there and.
Yeah. Typically people want to do something to the house. I mean, minimum usually is like a, you know, tent it for termites, but a lot of times it's a fresh coat of paint, it's new carpet or flooring, maybe even, you know, a bathroom or a kitchen remodel. So those things take time, and yes, you could move in and kind of live through it, or you could, you know, hang out a little bit and then, move in. So that's nice.
The logistics issue though is you could be paying double mortgages for a while. So you do have obviously that issue. So you definitely want to have some money sitting someplace that you can, you know, access that. I mean, the only nice part is when you buy a house, usually you don't have a first mortgage payment for a month. So it gives you a little bit of time, but yeah, if you take 5-6 months to sell your place.
Yeah, you've got two mortgages.
Well, you may have three, right? Because you may have the home equity line, your old first mortgage, and the new first mortgage, and the property taxes on all of them. And yeah, so that's, I guess, the only probably caveat to that was, you know, make sure you can handle that or try to sell it really fast.
Absolutely. And there's definitely going to be some carrying costs that you want to be aware of. And that piece, you know, you have to factor it in. Sometimes people have lots of equity and they say, well, I'll just, you know, take a little bit more out of the equity to kind of cover that. This is not.
Especially if you're doing a remodel, it may make sense, right?
Yeah.
If you're going to put $50,000 into the kitchen before you move in there, yeah, take a little bit extra out.
Well, and the other thing too is, and this is why we love working with our partners, is talking with your realtor as well and say, hey, you know, if we just listed our house today, what could we get for it? And then if we moved out and staged it really, really nicely and updated this thing and that thing, what could we get for it? Right. And a great realtor is going to be able to look at you and look at the home and say, okay, well, you're going to get X amount more if you do these things.
What's the best way to get a hold of you?
Give us a call. Our phone number is 408-610-3210. Again, that's 408-610-3210. We're O2 Mortgage, and we absolutely love having conversations with people and helping them out.
That's great. Yeah. So, and again, there's a link on our website at wealthcreatorradio.com. With that, we'll be right back with Wealth Creator Radio.
Have you done your homework yet? Yes, I'm talking to you. Have you done your homework yet? Just like mom always made you finish your schoolwork before playing, you have some homework to do before playing in retirement. This assignment is called Finding the Income Gap. Once you know that, Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services can help you with the rest. To start your assignment, just text the word income to 800-454-1184 to get your complimentary copy of Eric's Guide to Building the Income Bridge for your retirement. This Income Bridge Guide will show you the three simple steps you can take to create income in retirement. By the time you're done with it, you'll be able to easily calculate how much income you need for your retirement plans, so you can enjoy the financial independence you've worked so hard for. So to get this complimentary report, text income to 800-454-1184. Text the word income to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. We've come to the time in our show when Eric is going to give us an example of someone's wealth success story. Always a good lesson on how something worked out for the best. So what do you have for us, Eric?
Well, yeah, this is just a client of mine that they were very good savers, put money away. Yeah, he was lucky enough to still have a decent sized pension, not huge, but enough. And she's working just more for fun as a substitute teacher here and there. And they worked for Lockheed, and they had a company stock in their retirement plan. And we were able to pull that stock out and only pay the taxes on that original cost of that stock. And then you'd say, well, why would you want to do that? Because you got to pay tax on all that. Well, now that growth is all going to be capital gains. And all those dividends will now be qualified dividends, which are taxed at a lower rate. Then when they pass away, if they don't need all this money, the taxes will disappear on that gain on that stock. and they'll be stepped up at their death to the market value. So there's a lot of huge benefits, and the tax savings is, you know, I've had this done a few times, and usually when we run the numbers on these for different cases like this, they're anywhere from 50 to 100 grand in tax savings if the person obviously worked there long enough and had bought the stock far enough back. And, you know, so they'd done the Social Security analysis, they'd done the pension stuff kind of on their own, but they didn't really know about the tax implications on having stock inside a 401k. So if you've got individual company stock, this only applies to your company stock in a 401k, which there isn't as many options around there anymore that have that. There's some big tax benefits, and a lot of times they don't talk to you about this, and your company doesn't talk to you, and the 401k company doesn't talk to you about this. And, you know, if you take action without knowledge, that can be a little scary. And, you know, so that's one of those things where you really want to get some better advice and talk to somebody who knows about taxes and retirement. You know, I think that's probably the biggest key there. But yeah, no, it's always fun when you can show somebody that kind of strategy and go, wow, how much did we just save you?
Yeah. So what last piece of advice would you like to end our show with today?
Well, really just don't make a decision on Social Security unless it's part of an income plan. Whether or not it's for us or with your financial advisor you're working with, or just one you want to come up with on your own, but don't just say, oh yeah, sounds good, I'll turn it on. Horrible, horrible thing to do. You know, get and do some analysis. Figure out what's the pros and cons about taking it now versus later. Look at your overall assets. Don't just compare the benefit between now and then. You know, 66 and 70, which one's higher? When's it crossover? No. You got to take it in context of your entire retirement plan. So if you want us to help you do that, again, we could do it over the phone or with a video chat or in person. So again, 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. Join us next week. Thanks for listening.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.